Now, I've got a community service announcement I want to put out there on behalf of, I suppose, concerned mums and dads. Can you just watch yourselves getting hold of or getting tattoos, kids?
Right.
The warning's going out. Apparently, if you... Now, look...
Well, that's a good community service. You should be, you know, really researching where you're getting your tats from.
Well, you shouldn't be just doing a backyard job. You should be someone who's, you know, licensed to do it, but... There's a bit of a problem out there, and the warning is that when you start going tattoos that look a bit devilish and a bit satanic, you could be opening yourself up to the devil possessing your soul.
Hang on. You're actually giving a warning about getting devil tattoos.
Okay.
Is that what you're actually doing?
Let me clarify this. There's a Monsignor Stephen Rossetti, okay? He's
you
in the
are
US.
Unbelievable. Sorry, who is he again?
Monsignor Stephen Rossetti. Listen to what I'm saying, Ali, okay? Instead of trying to come back with your funny lines,
I'm trying to
do a community service here, okay?
Monsignor. Well, it's hard to take you seriously, mate, when you come and start talking about devil tattoos.
Well, he's been on 60 Minutes in A Current Affair, and he's also a very renowned exorcist in the United States. He's got a massive clientele, and he's been battling.
He's
been battling the devil for many years, and he says young people are being led down the garden path of devil tattoos because it's allowing the evil to enter their soul. So I'm just putting out there as a community service, maybe reconsider the devil, or reconsider something that looks a little bit evil on your skin. Get something nice like a butterfly. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm making notes. This is what I've got written down so far. Monsignor, successful exorcist in the States, massive clientele. And what was the last thing you did? Consider the devil or something.
He said, consider the sort of tattoo you get. If you go the satanic devil route, you are opening yourself to being claimed by the devil. This is his claim.
Okay. You didn't. You said something else. I'll have to get it later.
Right.
But okay. So what's Monsignor? How do you say it?
Stephen Rossetti. Monsignor Stephen Rossetti.
Monsignor.
All right.
What's he recommending in the way of wholesome tats?
Well, he says, you know, go the nice ones, butterflies, or what do you put on there? True. What do people put on their tattoos that are nice? Landscapes, treescapes, maybe the initials of your loved one or something?
Tassie. hang on.
No.
Landscapes.
No,
well, that's what I thought of straight away. You said it. This is unbelievable. All right. So you're actually, Zinc family, you're welcome. For my little buddy here, my co-host, he's now given you a community service announcement. Don't get, what was it, satanic tattoos.
It's not my belief.
We don't want anyone getting possessed by the devil.
That's correct.
On our watch.
All right.
1-300-891-929. Has anyone in the Zinc family ever been possessed? There you go.
I don't think anyone's been possessed in the Zinc.
Is anyone thinking of getting a satanic tattoo? 1-300-891-929.
Well, I want to know, if you're going to get a tattoo, what's a nice one you can get, okay? Keep away from the devil. Keep away from the evil ones, all right?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, he's coming in now. Zinc, good morning. Who we got here?
Is this Beelzebub?
Is this Beelzebub talking to us?
Cole. Is this you, Cole?
Yeah, mate.
Far out, mate. What the hell am I dealing with here? Am I allowed to say hell?
Yeah. Hey, Cole, I'm just saying that you've got to get a nice tattoo. He's saying don't go down the path of the naughty one. So, I mean, can you suggest a nice tattoo? I know butterflies are nice, Colin. What would you suggest?
Well, I've got a frog.
You've got a frog?
Well, that's a nice one.
Has it got any horns on it?
It's got red eyes.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not satanic.
Mate, you better colour over them. Now, Cole, have you ever... Look, seeing how you have got the frog with red eyes, I guess that could be seen as slightly devilish. Have you ever experienced any kind of possession or head spinning in 360 degrees one morning when you woke up? Maybe.
Only when Wendy's yelling at me.
You're good, missus, yeah.
Wowzers. Cole, what do you think about Bilko's community service announcement?
Thank God he's put us on to it, because I was thinking about getting a pair of devil horns next week.
Well, that's fine. You're an adult and you can make a choice. Just don't go too dark or too evil. Horns.
Yeah.
Well, there are frog species that are known to have horns, so, I mean, that's not really associated with the
horny
devil.
Horny
right?
frog, I think it's called.
Oh, God, here we
horny
go.
Horny frog. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, while you're there, Cole, can we set you up with a horse in the Melbourne Cup?
Ali
will wave the magic finger and give you a horse in our sweep. How's that sound, mate?
Thank you, mate.
All right, here we go. For you, Cole, I think you're going to get...
A clip over the ear.
No, she's ideal.
There you go.
And that's in honour of Wendy. There you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, because she is ideal to put up with you.
Thank you, Cole. Ron, what sort of tattoo are you sporting, my friend?
I've got the old school one from the shows. You remember when the shows had their tattoos?
No, what is it?
At the shows, they used to have a tattooist coming through the shows.
Okay, and what is your tattoo of?
I've got a Grim Reaper smoking a pipe.
Ronnie, mate, sorry. That is going to lead you to the path of the devil, according to this Monsignor.
I know. I thought I was tough.
Yeah,
I've only got two tattoos.
A Grim Reaper smoking a pipe. What's the other one of?
Yeah, it's a swallow with a scroll around it, and that was for my girlfriend.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay, well, he balanced it out
there. Grim Reaper's fine, isn't it?
No, Grim Reaper's death.
Yeah, but it's not like 666 or what were the other things?
No, I don't think it was the start of when all that epidemic started coming in. Before all that.
Oh, right. I was going to say you were giving us community service announcement telling people to just, if it's not on, it's not on.
No, it wasn't on. Actually, they cancelled it, actually, because I think it was poisoning people.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yeah. But I love the swallow
for you.
I love the swallow, mate. Yeah, I know. But the swallow balances it all out, Ron, which I love, mate. So you're forgiven, son.
Look, you're fine, Ron. I don't think you're going to get possessed this week.
No. No, right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See you, mate. And good luck with the cup, brother. Okay, right, okay.
Far out. Okay, so from that we've got Monsignor, Exorcist, Massive Clientele, and Bilko Loves the Swallow. I've got all this stuff written down.
Moving on. Coming up the news at 6:30 next.
Stuff you come out with.
He talked about the swallow on his tattoo.
That is the best community service announcement I've ever heard. Don't get possessed, everyone.